Ni ni na 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 no no.
That was one of the first funny names in the business. How that came about was I was on Atlantic Records. I was doing American Bandstand. I was going to do the local show with the record from ATCO, try to get some reaction from it, because in those days, Bandstand, Dick Clark had a half hour that he showed locally in the Philadelphia, New Jersey area. So I went down to do that, and while I was there, I played this demo, or that I thought was a demo for Dick, and he said, "Hey, I think you got something there." So when I got finished doing the show, he said, "Why don't you go over and see this guy, Bernie Bennett, who is starting a brand new label called Swan, and he doesn't have his first record yet." So I went over, made a deal with Bernie, came back, told Dick. He said, "Great." I said, "There's a problem. I'm on Atlantic Records, you know, as Jerry Granahan. I can't use my name on this record." So he said, "Hey, well, it sounds like a group. Let's get a group name." So we thought and thought about it, and in those days, his manager was a guy named Tony Mamarella. And we were all sitting, I'll never forget it, we were sitting in the booth, and Dick was on the phone talking to somebody. I believe it was his wife. And he kept saying Dickie Doo, which I can't, until today, I don't remember if it was one of his children or what it was. But he was saying Dickie Doo this and Dickie Doo that. And so when he got off the phone, I said, "Dickie Doo." I said, "There's a name, Dickie Doo." And went back and forth, and then it became Dickie Doo and the Dome.